Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington welcomes Jen Kober, April 21st through the 23rd. Then catch Sean Donnelly, April 28th through the 30th. And don't miss James Gregory, the funniest man in America, May 5th through the 7th. Comedy Off Broadway opened in downtown Lexington in 1987, and they're still bringing the best in stand-up comedy to the area 35 years later. For tickets, call 859-271-JOKE or visit comedyoffbroadway.com. Comedy Off Broadway.
Talk Radio 1080.
This is Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Thursday, May the 5th. I'm Matt Jones here on a partly cloudy Thurby in Lexington, Kentucky at the KS Bar and Grill. We are sitting outside, myself, Ryan, and Drew. We'd love for you to drive by, say hello, and wave, honk. Come in and eat lunch at 11 o'clock. Mark Stoops will be on the show at 11:05 and 11:30. Oh, yeah, UT Big Hair. It's a 1-2 punch in hour number two. You can give us a shout on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, 502-571-1080. A-Vision Auto Glass text machine, 772-774-5254. And this edition sponsored by T.J. Smith Law Office. If you call T.J., he'll make them pay. He's a personal injury lawyer. Drew, we are sitting here looking at Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You've been an entertaining 10 minutes because someone gave Ryan a little umbrella hat.
Yes.
For when we sit outside.
Yep.
Is it broken?
I don't think it's broken. I just, and thank you very much for sending it. I just think it's really poorly constructed. I've got to physically just hold it on my head.
You look ridiculous, which I think makes it successful, Drew. He looks ridiculous.
But it's good. You know, when we do these shows outside, he gets sun headaches, and we kind of lose him a little bit as he battles those. And I think whoever dropped that off will help keep him in the right frame of mind.
You do look ridiculous, though. I think it's a perfect hat for you.
Trying to maintain the headphones and the umbrella hat.
I can see him wearing that at, like, a Douglas Friday night football game.
I can, too, and making everybody behind him mad. We're here at KS Bar. If you've ever been here before, you know there used to be a building on the back end of the parking lot. Shannon, you know what I'm talking about, where they'd have the haunted house and all that stuff?
Yeah.
They've torn it down. They're putting a set of apartments. This whole city is just going to be one apartment before it's over. I mean, everything's an apartment. Again, I sound like my grandma. They're putting some apartments up there. They're going to put some apartments right there. And so for the first time ever, you can see right across the path. How are you, folks? You can see right across the path to the head shed, to the Motivate Fitness, which is where I go get my push and pull on.
Oh, that's where you go?
I didn't know that's where I went. And then to the Shell, it's all right there across from the building that's now gone.
We have a beautiful view of Virginia, and it's nice. One day, I'm sure, when that apartment complex is there, all those people need a place to eat, so I'm excited to see them on down the road.
I've lived on Virginia Avenue. I lived in that apartment complex over there. Is that Royal Lexington?
I live there, too.
And I got my car towed daily there. They were the towingest blanketers that have ever existed.
Oh, they love to tow. I had mine on the back of a tow truck a couple times. Had to pay just for them to set it right back down where they picked it up.
I have a good tow truck story I can't say on the radio that I'll give sometime, maybe on an uncensored podcast.
Well, right? I learned something new. I didn't know both of you guys lived right there in the same complex.
That's right. I lived right in that complex over there for a summer. There were eight of us that lived in a four-person apartment.
Oh, my.
It was not clean. And the UK, back then, the UK football team, a bunch of them lived in there, like 30 guys.
Uh-huh, okay.
And one night, one of my friends got drunk and fought one of the offensive linemen right in the city. Because you remember how that thing is located? There's like a center grass area.
It's like the Thunderdome.
It is like the Thunderdome. And they got in a fight, and everyone came out of their apartments and watched it. It was like a pay-per-view. And my friend did not win.
That must be a regular thing, because my first weekend at UK, there was a fight in that courtyard. I mean, you couldn't get a seat on the rail. Everyone was gathered around.
That really was. They should, you know, nowadays they should schedule fights there, right? Like, you know what?
OVW should
be right in there. That would be perfect.
That would be perfect. You got people already going to built-in audience right there. So.
I have a gross story from my Royal X days. Well, many, but one I'll tell. they were throwing out all the couches from the apartments because they were like, it's just, these are too gross. I mean, you got to think the amount of people that have been on those crowds over there. And my friends and I, poor in first year of college, thought we would just take them all instead of letting them go to the dump. So we took them, we moved into a house with Royal X. Like, they were so bad, Royal X didn't want them, but we thought, oh, we should take them.
That's disgusting. Because we got towed so much, my friends didn't like Royal Lexington. And as we were moving out, one of my friends had bought $200 worth of beef right before.
Oh, I know this story.
And he was probably $50 left. And he took that beef and he moved one of the ceiling tiles and just threw 50 pounds of beef into the ceiling.
Oh, my goodness.
We moved out. About 2 months later, we get a phone call. Y'all going to chip in for this fine we have for the beef? And we're like, no! I didn't throw the beef up there. That was you. And it was stupid. And it, like, they had to fumigate, or whatever you call it, to get, like, two or three, because it went up there and spoiled in
nice.
The summer.
Nice.
Fond memories. Shout out to, I lived in J138.
Yeah, I don't remember mine. But some of you all still live there. Hope it's going well. 502-571-1080. Mark Stoops is going to join us. I'm very much looking forward to that. He's going to be by phone, unfortunately. He has something he has to do that leads him to do that, but he will be with us at 11:05, then at 11:30. UT Big Hair will make his Derby picks. I think he's yet to pick a race correct on this show, but I feel like this is the year.
I'm kind of excited. I think it's the first time in KSR radio history that we've had a dude with outstanding great hair followed by a dude with hardly any hair.
So you think Stoops has the great hair?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Big Hair's got a lot of hair.
So Stoops is first, yeah. Have a guy with hardly any horrible hair.
You're going to go at Stoops's hair?
Oh, he and I can share. We can relate.
The difference is Stoops is still holding on.
Yeah.
He's still slicking it back.
Yeah, I think Mark and I go to the same hair stylist, and then followed by Big Hair, who has incredible amounts of hair.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear his picks. I got in the Derby spirit took a while to get to me, but yesterday I made a deposit in TVG. Today I'll have to make another deposit because Wednesday did not go well, but I'm ready
for the week ahead. I'm doing a big deposit in TVG.com for tomorrow. I'm going to be betting right here in this restaurant, on Friday, and then Saturday going to the Reds doubleheader and betting from the Reds game to watch against the doubleheader against the Pirates.
Should have plenty of service in there.
Now, didn't Big Head say that he was going to retire if that horse won the Kentucky Joe.
Kentucky Joe, by the way, has picked the Oaks winner 2 out of 3 years. Shannon, can we get him on the phone to give his Oaks pick?
Well,
it's been money.
Yeah, we don't have his Oaks pick yet. We do have his Derby pick, so he's already got that in. He's got Cyberknife.
Well, he's got what?
Cyberknife for the Derby.
Cyberknife, yeah. Yep. I think he's more of an Oaks guy.
Yeah.
He's been good at the Oaks.
Well, he nailed it that 1 year when Big Head said it was not even a prayer that horse was going to win.
Get that thing off your head. I can't.
She dares the devil.
The devil, yeah.
You've got to get that off your head. It's distracting me, and it's broken, and you can't, and you look ridiculous. Like, you could not look more ridiculous.
I think that's why Stoops is doing it by phone. He doesn't want to be in a photo next to this guy over here.
You look ridiculous.
That makes me want to continue to wear it now.
All right, fine.
I'll make it through the break.
I want to read you a text message that I got last night. One person writes, Matt, I listened to your show on Tuesday, and you and Shannon were fighting about NIL, and I didn't like it. I don't like listening to you and Shannon argue because Shannon is stubborn and you won't let anything go. So it felt like the two of you were just going to keep yelling. And I thought to myself, I can't keep listening to this show because this is too much arguing. Then yesterday, you all were absolutely ridiculous talking about who you would fight in Manchester, and I've decided that you're the only show that can do both. I feel like there's a lot.
That's
I feel like
fair.
That's very nice, but also true. We did have sort of a serious show Tuesday, Drew. Yesterday, we were acting silly, but the NIL thing continues to be an issue. The SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey and Pac-12 Commissioner are on Capitol Hill with members of Congress trying to beg them to pass legislation soon to fix it.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to stop the craziness because it has gone overboard at a couple places. But I just wonder if anything will happen to what people are doing now, what they'll continue to do. I mean, we're still waiting on Kansas and Louisville and North Carolina to get punished from years ago. So is anyone really afraid of what they might change? Clearly they're trying, but I still see it being the Wild West a little longer.
And it feels like the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Like, once the cat's out of the bag, like, well, you can't put the horse back in the barn. You can't put the pig back in the slop. Whatever animal analogy you want, I feel like it's already happening, right?
That's the thing. I think they can't stop what's happening. But is there some future legislation they can do to keep it from getting more out of hand?
But, I mean, what is – so it seems like what bothers people, and this was the argument with me and Shannon, is the promise or the guarantee that you're going to get money.
Yeah.
But isn't it just a semantics difference to say you're going to get $500,000 or then the day they commit they just get $500,000? Like, how do you stop that, Drew?
I completely agree with you. I mean, what's the difference in saying, hey, you have an opportunity here to maybe make $500,000, and they assume they're going to, and just saying you're going to make $500,000. Either way, the player's going with expectations of money in mind.
You know, I was thinking about this. Like, if a company were to say, okay, theoretically, if a five-star recruit comes here, we will give all of them $1 million deal. And if a four-star recruit comes here, you get a $500,000 deal, theoretically. But the players then see that they just keep doing that. Like, what's the difference? And it seems like the $1 million, what I just said, is clearly legal under the rules. So what's the difference?
I don't see a difference.
There's not a difference.
There's not.
And part of my whole thing about, like, everybody going, oh, this is ruining everything. What are we going to do? It's going to make things imbalanced. It ain't balanced now.
Never has been.
I mean, doesn't Alabama make the playoff every year?
Sure.
What, are they going to make the playoff three times in the year? Like, it's going to be the same. It's always like this. You know, the same teams always win. In basketball, you know, no small conference school wins at the tournament. Now, some may make a run, but none of them win. Like, isn't this, Drew, just how it is? Like,
and part of me thinks that eventually it'll correct itself a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong, and some of these companies will be able to, but eventually they have to look at their books and be like,
yes,
what are we paying for right now? Just giving all these high school kids all this money. Eventually, I feel like it's got to come down from where it is at the moment. Now, I think everybody wanted to rush to be first, and they wanted to be the big booster, but eventually they have to look at their numbers, and it can't add up for a lot of these companies, I wouldn't think.
My ears are hurting. I got to take this off.
I told you that a long time. You look ridiculous.
Yeah, it doesn't. They need some construction help, I think, on their product.
All right, so take
I think
it
we'd
off.
Rather have the sun headache.
See, look, if I let go of it, I can feel it sliding off my head.
I just take it off. I don't need you. Anyway, the point is that I think they're trying to legislate something that simply cannot happen. And, you know, it is what it is. Like, I just don't see a world in which this changes. And so we just get used to it. Like, I've never believed when I was watching Kentucky play Alabama and the game is going on, I don't care how much money these guys have. Like, there are people saying it's going to ruin the game. I mean, only if you let it. You know, I feel the same way when people would say the NBA, I'm done with the NBA because of politics. When there's 2 minutes left and it's Bucks-Celtics, are you sitting there going, well, I understand Giannis has the ball at the top of the key, but, you know, he voted for Trump. Like, nobody, I mean, who cares? Like, it's a great basketball game. Like, watch it. I feel the same way about this. I don't think the money's going to ruin anything for me because it's about the basketball.
And at the end of the day, especially when they're on the middle of the court playing, they're competitive and they want to win. You might have a couple bad apples every once in a while, but 99% of them, when they're on the court with the ball in their hand, they're not thinking about who has the Porsche outside. They're basketball players that want to win, and they've spent their whole year to that point, to those games, and they're not going to be worried about off the court stuff.
And there was bad apples before this, right?
Sure,
I mean,
was.
Rashad Carruth was saying, I'll holler at him later. 20 years ago.
Right.
Like, I mean,
and there were players getting a lot of money that were other players in the locker room weren't
so
getting.
To me, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either.
It's not my money.
Not my money. But like the situation that we talked about, Tennessee, they're giving a high school kid $8 million.
Okay, but now that kid, what if he's bad? Like,
yeah. Now part of me wants to go, well, that's dumb of whoever gave him $8 million. Like, I don't have sympathy for them.
I mean, I don't. Okay, give him $8 million. What's that going to do? I mean, you know, Armando Bacot is going to be in that show Outer Banks. Everybody I've seen on that show is pretty, and I'll just leave it at that. I don't know. But, like, good for him.
No, yeah.
Are you less likely to – you think he's going to play less hard because he's on a TV show this summer?
Yeah, is Caleb Love going to look to pass in the ball? I'd be like, wait a minute, I can't pass it to him. He was on Outer Banks and I wasn't.
Dude,
no,
yeah,
nobody is
Outer
thinking
Banks.
About any of that.
And he looked terrible when he did it. Like, he couldn't surf. Like, I don't know. You know, I don't understand. 502-571-1080. Text machine is 772-774-5254. We are at KS Bar. Looking forward to talking to Stoops. We're going to ask him about all this. I'm sure he's going to have strong thoughts that he will share, and we will deal with them all when we return. This is Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080, or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
If it's in Kentucky, it's on Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Money for nothing and the chicks for free.
It's a great song. Great music video.
Shannon, are you a big fan of Dire Straits? You like to
I like the song. I don't know that I'm a big fan of the band. I do like the song, though.
One person writes, Matt, I didn't know Giannis voted for Trump. He now has a new fan.
There you go.
Well, he didn't. But that also shows how ridiculous that is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he did or not. Isn't he Greek?
Yeah.
I don't, probably didn't vote at all, so would be my guess.
Yeah, I would hate to have to keep up with, as the ball moves around the perimeter, that I have to know each person's politics to root for them. I just kind of watch the game as it goes.
People are very angry about the meat story. Man, I lived in Royal Lexington 3 years after you. I think it still smelled, and I blame you.
I love Royal X. It has a very special place in my heart. I hope it lasts forever, but I probably wasn't the first smell to come from.
I'm sort of surprised places like that can still go, because like there's so many nice new apartments here. How do the ones from a long while back still go?
The OGs.
Yeah,
it's got to be money, because these new ones are expensive. They're real expensive to live in, so maybe they keep it cheap. Get some people to pull in there. Like you said, 8 guys in a 4-bedroom place. That's why they're still alive.
Do they Airbnb those? I'd like to go back for a week.
Oh,
for a weekend.
Yeah, I would. You could.
Is J-138 available?
What did you think of the guy that was walking naked?
That's
people who didn't see, a man in Lexington walked around New Circle Road naked. A video is online, but I was told he walked for like almost 3 miles.
That was my question. I mean, obviously, if there was something going on, it was off a little bit. But I want to know how far he actually made
it. He got three miles.
That's amazing.
Because the picture, the video was, where was that video?
East. That was East New Circle over there.
Apparently, somebody saw him like 3 miles like before that still going.
Still
that was
walking.
Towards the end of his walk.
Man.
Shannon, 3 miles of naked walking is almost as impressive as your
walk. It's very interesting. Like, you know, if one of us decided to take all of our clothes off, how far do you think we could get down the road before somebody would stop us? I guess the answer is 3 miles. It's pretty far, though. I would
like
think that somebody would catch you off.
I feel like if I did it, it would, some people would have, I mean, I feel like I'd draw a crowd.
I'd draw a lot of laughter. Probably cause a lot of wrecks.
Poor Scump, we'll just join behind you.
I mean, you know, that's a summer show. We all just see how long can we all walk naked.
We all start on different parts of town.
The naked mile.
And get the most steps in.
The naked mile.
Naked.
The KSR naked mile. Speaking of things that you pronounce wrong.
Well, he did it right. He picked, you know, the busiest place to walk.
Well, I mean, if you're going to walk naked, then clearly you want people to see what you got going on.
Yeah, and there's all those stoplights on that side of New Circle, so he's walking through this thing. People can watch him as he walks through the intersection.
I'm assuming he didn't put a lot of thought in the area he was going to do this in. I think there were some circumstances leading up to this walk that were...
You think he was like, all right, I could walk on Richmond Road. No way. That's not a naked walking street.
No good sidewalks down Lee's Town.
I think New Circle is also good because you have less chance of just running into cops. Like, cops are not just hanging out on New Circle Road.
Yeah, maybe he did think this out then. How far I can get the farthest naked.
Good publicity.
East New Circle Road.
Is it good publicity?
A lot of traffic. Where he was, there's a lot of clubs over there he could have been to and fro.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see a lot of, how you doing, sir? You don't see a lot of naked walking, but to that man, congratulations.
I just want to know the ending. I want to know how it ended.
I want to know the ending, the beginning, and everything in the middle. I mean, the ending, I sort of figure. Either got where he was going or he got arrested. Those were the two options, right?
Or maybe he just came to and looked down and thought, what am I doing? How long
pants?
Have I been doing this?
Yeah.
You think there's a possibility he might have forgotten.
The buzz wore off.
I knew I'd forgotten something. Oh, yeah, my pants.
Could have been sleepwalking. He thought it was a dream all along and woke up.
That's true. Well, Shannon, there are lots of... What part of Louisville you think would be the best to naked walk?
Oh, anywhere down Barstown Road in the Highlands would be great.
I was about to say, for the Highlands,
that's
it's
normal.
Just Saturday.
Yeah, that's
like,
a regular day.
Saturday.
For the Highlands, that is not weird. That ain't even the weirdest thing I would have seen yesterday in the Highlands.
I'd probably go with the Arboreum over here. Nice nature walk.
That would be good.
With
we might get a tick.
That's true. That's true.
Who's up first?
Lou.
Lou, how are you, Lou?
Hey, Matt. First-time caller.
Hoo-ah.
Hey, Shannon on the pre-show was talking about the Flying Pig Marathon and the six-year-old. Well, I passed them.
I don't know that. Listen, okay, I don't know. You can't just reference something from a show that a lot of people didn't hear. What happened?
Okay. I'll tell you. So the Flying Pig Marathon was in Cincinnati this past weekend, and a family ran, and there was a six-year-old running the full marathon, and I saw this little kid. It said, first-time marathon.
Wait a minute. A six-year-old ran 26 miles?
He crossed the finish line. I looked up his hours.
Well, I can cross the finish line. The question is, did he cross the start line and the finish line?
Yes, because it's chip timing. And I certainly blame the officials, because the minimum age to run a marathon is 18, and he was 6. There was an 11-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Hang on. If the minimum age is 18, I can understand forging an ID, but if I see a 6-year-old, Drew, I'm going to be like, "You're sorry, that's not going to happen."
Yeah.
A little Danny Almonte situation. You're doing check a birth certificate.
So, but the kid finished it.
The kid finished it 8 hours and 35 minutes.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call. I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, he must have had a hell of a fake ID to get in, for one. For two, is it a bad look on the parents to let your six-year-old run a marathon in 26 miles?
And I think it's more than that, because he's doubling the steps with those little legs.
That's true. Is it bad for the kid, Shannon? You're the marathon guy.
Hey, if the kid wants to walk, let him walk. I think he can decide.
Okay. I mean, you don't. If the kid wants to do math, you don't just let him do math.
I mean, walking bad? I mean, as a kid, I've ran all day and played in the backyard, probably walked 20 miles a day.
I love when Shannon says things like, as a kid, I ran 7 marathons.
I did.
Nobody shot me.
Shannon wanted 5-year-olds to go get in line for the vaccine by themselves.
So what's wrong with if the kid wants to walk 20 miles, why can't the kid
Shannon
walk 20 miles?
Shannon is the ultimate libertarian, unless somebody's getting money to play college sports.
The bigger issue is, how did he dupe somebody into thinking he was 18? That's the bigger question.
Well, did he dupe them, or did they just not know the rule? There's no way you get duped by a six-year-old.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, like, if a six-year-old is fooling you, you got bigger problems in life.
The six-year-old's going places. If he finished that marathon.
I'm impressed by a six-year-old going that long. 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5255. I'd like to let it
all hang out. Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. Shannon does a great job with these songs. I was wondering what you were going to put up for this one.
Do you know this Hank song?
I don't, but I did hear Let's Let It All Hang Out, so I could figure out what you were talking about. One Up Person writes, Matt, if you're a police officer and you get a call, a naked man's walking on East New Circle Road, do you just ignore it and act like you didn't get it?
Well, yes. Lunch break.
Listen, I see a Fayette Sheriff's car over there. I'm not going to ask them on the record, but off the record, they're all going to go, I'm sorry, I'm just not in that part of town.
Yeah, I'm busy. Got a flat tire. Getting gas.
That is one, if you're an officer, that I think you ignore. Or just go, that's Bobby's shift.
I might do like a drive-by. Just, what are you doing, man? Like, figure it out. You got 10 minutes to have this cleared up before I come back. And then I'm calling back up and going home.
One person writes, Matt, I know you're not going to believe this, but my name's John, and I promise it's true. It was my apartment that the meat ended up in. We had to get it fumigated. It was the worst thing I've ever smelled, and it's all your fault, and now I know who to blame.
No, wait a minute. Was it you?
Wasn't me.
Yeah.
The only issue is the year, although I guess probably no one else has ever done that, so the year is probably. But it would have been 99 or 2000.
Yeah, that guy, I know you haven't outed him yet, but that guy caused a lot of problems for sure.
Well, that guy is a well-respected surgeon.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding?
Yes. I'm not kidding at all. Like, well-respected.
Well, he's past his meat in the ceiling days. Yep. Don't need to judge people.
Just goes to show. That's right. You don't judge everybody by their past. Yep. You don't know. Will you get that off? It keeps falling on your head, and I can't even look at you.
Are you even wearing a headset anymore?
Will you get that thing off, please? Thank you. If you get a sun headache, that's fine. Just put that down.
Mary Poppins over here.
Thank you for the thought, though.
At KY Sports Radio, one person writes, Matt, I love that you think you would draw a crowd. How cocky. No. Not because... Shannon, it's not because everybody's like, wow. It's more just like, you know, people be like, is that the dude from...
Yeah. Is that Bruce ever going to go away?
They're going to say, what is Dave Fleming doing walking around naked? That's weird.
You think that's what it's going to be? Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Would you like to hear about the power of KSR?
I'm ready.
Yes.
You know the book I mentioned?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My Childhood Biography of a Place.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is... I can't tell you how much I liked it. I really liked it. So we mentioned on the show, I tweeted and said, this is the book. I checked last night. Before I tweeted, it was the 84,000th most selling book on Amazon. You know what it got up to last night?
What?
905th.
Wow.
It was
really?
It was the 10th most sold biography in America. And that book came out in 1980.
Yeah.
So it had to be... the people here on the show. Isn't that amazing?
I'm a participant. I ordered it two nights ago. I was going to wait and show you. I did, for real, when it
did
got
you
here.
Really?
But yeah, I was one of the people that ordered it on Amazon.
You've got to know the publishers or the family, like, thinking, what is going on?
And why is it all going to Kentucky?
Yeah, why is Kentucky now buying this book?
I'm telling you, none of you all will read that and not like it. And it's not very long, so you can get through it. I read it in a day, but I absolutely loved it. And it reminded me of Sneedville.
Yeah. I'm a little interested. It might take me a while to get to it, read it, but
what do you have between now and then that's gonna sort of keep you,
you know,
from,
I've gotta figure
what's
out
the
this...
next week look like
yeah,
for Ryan Lemon?
What's start Monday? What do you got going on?
Well, it'll take me a couple days to figure out how to disassemble this umbrella hat.
Here, I'm gonna show you.
It's gonna end up at Sir Pizza.
All right, now, what else? What else do you have to do?
Today?
Yeah. Just in life.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
All right. I'm meeting Freddie Maggard for lunch here after the show.
Okay. That's good stuff.
Then I got a showing in Nicholasville at 1:30.
Okay. What are you showing? A house?
A house. Yeah, showing a house. Then I've got the...
By the way, can I tell you about me with Ryan trying to show a house? Every house, I'm like, hey, Ryan, how about this house? There was a cool house downtown.
Yeah.
I actually want it. It was the Fayette Cigar Building. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Shannon, do you know that building? It's
nope.
Like, isn't that Fayette Cigar?
I think that's what they call it.
It has it on the front, Fayette Cigar Company, and they've turned it into a house, and it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's exactly what I was looking for. Really nice, but small, like, not huge, cool area. I call Ryan, get me a showing. I'm getting excited. It's already sold.
Already
sold. Competitive times right now. Pre-approved? You got to be ready.
Be approved, StocktonMortgage.com, by the way.
I've learned. All right, UK baseball. Tonight, Drew plays Tennessee. Tennessee's the number one team in the country, having one of the best regular seasons in 30 years in baseball. They had a pitcher the other night who threw 105.5
crazy.
Miles an
yep.
hour.
Crazy.
Fastest pitch in college baseball history.
Doesn't it feel fake, though?
I don't know. The way they got these laser guns now.
But maybe they have, like, how do we know Tennessee's not, like, screwing around with their guns?
And sometimes when I, like, drive through a neighborhood that has that, I was going much faster than it says or slower than it says.
I don't know if I think it's accurate.
Well, here's what we do. We get our own gun. We go out there to Kentucky Proud Park, and we measure the speed.
I will.
Well, guess what, Shannon T, dude? I'm going to the game. I'm going to the whole series, actually. And I will. I don't know how to get one of those between now and 6
o'clock
tonight.
Let me ask you a question. Is this going to be... I mean, Kentucky is not good again.
Right.
They're not going to make the tournament again. They have a team of all transfers who are all going to be gone next year. I hate to say it, but is this the end of the Mingione era? And does a three-day whipping by Tennessee going to be – by the way, they're expecting thousands of Tennessee fans to come tonight.
I did notice the prices were a lot higher than I expected.
They're expecting that stadium – like, they're going to be – I mean, they're going to be a ton. I saw on a Tennessee message board this, let's invade KS Bar on Saturday.
Oh, my.
Which, by the way, as long as y'all spend money, invade whatever you want.
Yeah.
Come on over.
But are you is this going to be the end of the Mingione era?
Unless they can somehow pull it off, this may be the swan song. I mean, like you said, he loaded up on transfers, put all these eggs in this basket for this year to kind of save his job. Didn't work. You know, wrote off some people, incoming freshmen, wrote them off, went all in on this year, and it just hasn't happened. So as much as I like the guy, you can't keep missing the tournament and having these bad seasons when you got this
billion-dollar
ballpark.
Look, Drew, they've only lost two games all year. If I were to sweep them, maybe I keep my job. Is it like, I mean, is this the week? Is this like the weekend that either saves him or ruins him?
I haven't paid close attention to the baseball program lately. I'm going to the game. I'm excited. To be honest, I can't name two players. But in talking to people who have kept up, some of people have said that they think if he can just win one against Tennessee and maybe kind of hold it together a little bit the rest of the year, they'll keep him around. I mean, I have no idea what will happen there, but to Ryan's point, I just know they had a pretty good class, and he kind of went away from, you know, building a program with youth and guys coming in and saying, I'm hitting the portal. This year we're going to turn it around with these guys, and it's looking like that didn't work. So it's hard to imagine. And really, for me, just having that beautiful park, and when I turn on TV, you see nothing but empty seats. There, something has to be done all around because there's no reason that place shouldn't be packed.
And Louisville has shown you can win in this state.
Sure.
You can be really good in this state. They are consistently.
Kentucky used to be a good, well, used to win, at least in, you know, not that distant future, past.
It's the sun, isn't it? It's the sun headache.
Yeah. Put the umbrella back on.
I got to put that umbrella back on.
Kentucky used to win, kind of, in the not-so-distant future, past.
So I was going to go in with a little excitement. Is it going to be a 15-0 night? Is there hope?
I have a feeling this is going to be an absolute bloodbath over the next 3 days.
They are really good.
Is it bad that I want to go just to watch this kid pitch? Got nothing to do with Kentucky.
Fastest pitcher of all time, I think he probably throws 84 and they've curved it up.
Bring your radar gun.
They have it on metrics still.
Yeah.
John.
Go ahead. John, how are you, John?
Doing great, Matt. How are you? First time calling.
Doing good. Ooh, what's up?
As you were telling the story about the apartment, I was like, this is my story. And as soon as you said the bag of meat, I knew I had to call in.
Oh, wait a minute. You're the guy whose apartment it ended up in.
Yeah, I had rented out in 98 and subleased it the summer after I graduated. Call and a letter saying I owed thousands of dollars for meat that was thrown up in the attic.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What a world.
Well, clearly they figured out it wasn't you and it was my friend. How did you get them to realize it wasn't you?
Well, yeah, I was kind of panicking because I had no money, just got my job, and then I get a letter saying I owed thousands of dollars. So I called and tried to say it wasn't me, and then they believed me, and I got a call maybe 2 weeks later, and all they said was they found the person that took literally a bag of meat and threw it up in the attic, and they said I was clear, but I had not thought about that story in 20 years, and so as soon as you said bag of meat, I was like, so I have to call him.
Wow, that is a small world.
Yeah, that this guy's listening on the day you talk about that story.
Yeah, because that was 20-plus years ago. Yeah. What, I can't remember. What was the fine? I feel like I remember it being pretty substantial.
I think it was well over $500. I remember thinking I didn't have $500 to pay for having an apartment cleaned.
Yeah. Well, so did we sublease the apartment from you?
I think we subleased it the summer after I graduated. So that had been May after we graduated through the summer. I don't know.
So
if
that's Not only did you have to potentially pay for it, I think we must have rented that apartment from you because we rented it for the summer.
Yep. Small world. And Ryan and my kids went to school together, so I used to always see Ryan all the time, and I've always thought about calling in and saying hello. Just never had a chance.
Well, now, thank goodness the stinky meat story is what got you in. Small world. Well, John, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. What a bizarre, what a small world. The guy that we rented the apartment from who got in trouble for our stinky meat ends up being the one that called.
We've said this, man. The KSR audience blows our mind. You'll mention something, and next thing you know, you're talking to that person. This story is maybe the topper. 25 years ago, you talk about your friend throwing meat in an attic. And the guy's listening, that was my apartment, thanks. I had to pay for that.
Wow. Well, there you go. You know, sometimes you got to wonder what's happening with Kentucky politics.
I wonder.
So you go to kychamberbottomline.com and you'll figure it out. You wonder what happens. You know, when they close the door of that legislature, you don't know what will happen. Stiver starts walking around the East New Circle Road and shows up.
They kind of look like him a little bit.
And then next thing you know, something gets passed, a sewer bill.
So you don't vote on something.
kychamberbottomline.com. Find out what they're doing on New Circle Road. It'll have it all for you. It's kychamberbottomline.com. Breaking down on all the issues in Frankfort so you know what's going on. We'll take a break. Right back. It's KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
Now, for more news on the Blues, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
This was our excuse.
Yep.
Wasn't us.
Wasn't me.
It was John. He's the one whose name's on the lease.
Sorry, John.
Sorry. 502-571-1080. At KY Sports Radio, KentuckyBrand.com. Tweet of the day. Go to KentuckyBrand.com for UK gear, KSR gear, Oscar Tshiebwe gear. One person writes, Ryan's going to say the Tennessee kid pitching is the second greatest sports moment in UK history. Next to Chris Lofton, of course. 104 miles an hour.
105 and a half.
Yeah. Somebody said that when he did 103 and a half, a radio station in Knoxville gave him an NIL deal.
Because they were 103.5.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah,
I like that.
I do, too.
So we need our pitcher to throw 630.
If yeah. Our pitcher will throw 82.1.
98.1.
Well, a couple things here. First of all, the Reds. They're 3-21. Now,
way to go.
Last night they lost 18-4. When I saw the lineup, it's the worst lineup I've ever seen a team put on. Everyone good they have was out. Votto, India, Stevenson, and Naquin, who are their four best players, all out. They put guys on the team that, I mean, I have season tickets. I don't know who they are. And so, but then people are like, well, maybe they're so terrible, this will be when they win. Oh, no. 18-4.
Wow.
They lost last night. 18-4.
I thought India was back. Is he hurt again?
He's hurt again. 18-4. They're pitching people that might as well be underarm softball players. It is unbelievable, and now it's to the point that I am loving the entertainment. First of all, if you want to be entertained, turn on a Reds game in the seventh inning when they try to figure out something to talk about. I mean, Shanny, you talk about filling time.
Yeah.
The Cowboy and those guys are just like, woo, had me some sody last night.
Drew and I were talking about this last night. It's almost more fun to go now when they're bad and losing so bad.
I want to go. I want to see it at the very bottom.
I said this yesterday. If they're not going to be in contention, I want them to be the worst. There's no pressure.
You don't have to worry about that. They are going to be the worst.
I mean, it's unbelievable how bad they are. And since Bob Booberface over there said that, what are you going to do, leave? They're 1-19.
That's not coincidental.
I mean, you beat the Braves on opening night, World Series night in Atlanta, thinking, wow, what's up with these Reds? And then I don't know that you've won since.
They're 1-19 since he said that.
I don't watch it closely, but that graphic on Twitter last night of the roster, I can usually, at any point, any team, I'll recognize a name just from watching SportsCenter. I didn't know any of those people, had never heard of any of them.
And you know, normally you'd say, well, at least you play the young guys to get them ready. They're not young.
So these aren't the Louisville AAA guys.
No, these are old guys. Because in baseball, you know, you get them for so many years once they go to the majors locked up. So you don't bring them up until they're really ready. So they don't even have an incentive to bring up the young guys.
Wow.
So these are like old, like church league players out there.
Are young guys refusing to be called up, like when you're on the end of the bench? And
on Tuesday, there was a game where they played four of the eight fielders had never played the position they were in.
No way.
Four of the eight.
Well, if you have room, I want to go to one of the worst opponents. I don't want to watch them when the Cubs are in town or a team that'll get an away draw. I want to see the worst possible.
If you want to get no road team at all, the Diamondbacks would be when to come.
Let's all go.
Have you ever seen a Diamondback fan?
No.
Goose, have you ever seen a Diamondback fan? What would they even look like? Like, I've never seen the Diamondbacks may be the one team in all the sports. I've never heard one person say, I like the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
I forgot they existed.
Shannon, do you know a Diamondback fan?
Nope. Of course, we do live in Kentucky.
What is a Diamondback even?
A snake?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a snake. Uh-huh. All right. So I have never seen one in the wild. I've seen a Winnipeg Jet fan.
Have you?
I've never seen a Diamondback fan.
And we've been to Arizona, and I don't think we saw any.
So my point is, that's the game to go to.
I'm in.
That's
I'll get my brown paper bag, and I'll be ready. My book.
Tuesday of a Diamondback game. That's the game.
Okay, let's go. Let's all go.
All right.
Ryan, you can sit with Matt. I'll cough up the money to buy one nearby.
Let me tell you something. They have so few people going. I called my ticket guy, and I was like, can I get four to one of the games on Saturday? He didn't even hesitate. Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
You can light the place on fire with me in it. Whatever you want, man.
You
want
to go down to the locker room, too, with the guys for the game? We can do that.
We got to hold shortstop if you want to. Yeah. Who's next, Shannon?
Mike.
Mike, 502-571-1080. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. First of all, that guy that was running naked down the road, it might have been that guy that called in yesterday about all those places in Austin that were clothing optional. He seemed to have
that's
a
true.
Bit of an
true. It may be
that.
Up in Hippie Holler.
Second of all, Shannon, I love you, and I know you've beaten this NIL horse to death, but do you think you are taking this stand that you're taking because you know you're wrong and you've got attacked so vehemently for being wrong that you're like, to heck with this. This is the hill I'm dying on.
See, there's a lot of people who have suggested, Mike, that that's the case, and I appreciate the call. There's a lot of people, like, normally if Shannon and I get in a disagreement, the fans are always on Shannon's side. It's because Shannon's fun. He's in a band. He's like, he's, you know, and Big Bad Matt, let's hate on Matt. This one, most people are on my side, and they're like, listen, is Shannon just doing this? Is this an act? Is he playing the heel? Is he just being stubborn? Shannon, I think Mike's right. You know you're wrong at this point, but
no,
you're just trying.
I don't know that I'm wrong. I think that you don't guarantee kids anything. I think that you say if you come to Kentucky, you're going to make money, but we can't guarantee you anything.
But you understand
because if
that,
we do,
all contracts in life are guaranteed.
If we guarantee you money and you come here and you don't make that money, then all of a sudden I'm lying to you. And what kind of precedent would that set?
But isn't that what a job is a guarantee of money? Like if you sign a contract, like if I sign a contract with iHeart, when I sign my 5-year deal, every year they guaranteed me an amount of money. And if my show starts sucking and nobody listens, I'm still getting that money.
Are you signing contracts with kids when they come to play for Kentucky?
Well, but maybe that's what we're doing now. I mean, the kid is, when you give a scholarship agreement, is essentially guaranteeing he's going to play. Now, some of them don't do it, but
you're guaranteeing them
and we can't even legally do that in Kentucky, right?
Yeah, but that's I know everybody's like, Kentucky state law. Look, if our coaches want to start guaranteeing players, guess what's going to happen? They're going to change the state law.
Yes, they will.
I mean, the state law is that's
this like, is just Cal abiding by the law. He's playing by the rules that he's given.
No, I understand he's playing by the rules.
Long time rules guy.
My point is, if the rules were to change, he's going to the law is the least of the worries here, which I can't believe as a lawyer I'm saying. But that law, if they call up Bashir tomorrow and say change that law, it's getting changed.
Sure.
So, you know.
What are we waiting for then? Well, let's make that call.
Because everybody's convinced by Shannon.
Okay.
Like, well, Shannon's making a very good point. We better not change. I mean, I'm going to ask Mark Stoops this. What the thing that I'm most interested in talking to Stoops about is this. Do you feel like Kentucky is set up in the NIL era to compete in football? And here's what I like about him. He'll say what he thinks.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
for
he will.
Real. If he thinks we're not set up, he'll say it. And I can't wait to hear what he says, because the good thing about him is there's no coach speak. So he will say, and if he says, you know what, we're fine, then I'm not going to worry about it as much. If he says we've got issues, then I'm going to think we've got issues.
Yeah, and he said he'll be honest about it.
So I don't know. I've not talked to him about it. I don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Because, Drew, I think in the last month, this whole landscape has changed exponentially.
And we don't know his thoughts or how it's going over there, but I'm with you, I think, especially on this show where he opens up quite a bit. Not that he's ever really hiding anything, but I think we'll get a very honest version.
Yeah,
he's better when he's here, but he couldn't, so I'm glad he's doing it. But nevertheless, I think we'll learn a lot during this time, and we'll see what happens.
Let's do it.
That's right. 502-571-TED. Actually, don't call now, because we're going to be talking to Stoops. We'll get you on the back end of that. Mark Stoops will join us when we come back. Scare us off.
Saw werewolf.